We have a special guest with us this morning here on the Legend Morning Show, Mr. Ronnie McDowell. Good morning, Ronnie. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm live and in color here in Hendersonville, Tennessee, where in 1987, I got a phone call, and it was my buddy Conway Twitty. And I live about 20 miles from here, a little town called Portland. And he goes, hey, you need to get down here closer to me. And I've been here ever since.
You know, Conway was kind of a mentor of yours, wasn't he?
He was not only my mentor, my friend, my icon, but he was like my second dad, and that's the God's truth.
Well, I tell you, we lost a great one when we lost Conway, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, he was only 59 years young when he passed away, and of course, I was in my late 30s, and I thought he was an old guy, but boy, I now know that he was really young.
Everybody loved Conway. We just really, there's a hole that can't be filled there.
Yeah, and you know, when I do my shows, and of course I pay a tribute to a few of my icons, and the two people that get the most screams out of the girls are, of course, Elvis Presley, and the other one is Conway Twitty, and I don't say that lightly. That's the truth.
I'll bet that's true. You know, you had a birthday just here recently.
You know, I did. As a matter of fact, last week, 71 years young. I turned it around. Now I'm 17.
All right. Well, you know, I dug out for your birthday. We were celebrating your birthday, and you didn't even know it, but we played The King Is Gone.
Oh, well, thank you. And, you know, that was all 44 years ago this coming August. Is that not crazy?
Oh, man, yeah. And you're kind of celebrating an anniversary, too, with older women right now. And not physically with older women, but a song called Older Women.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, sadly, my friend Jamie O'Hara, who wrote that song for me, passed away with aggressive cancer in January. He did not get to live to see what his song is doing.
Wow.
My grandson a month ago said, Papa, do you ever heard of TikTok? And I said, no. And he said, well, a young group called the Sheltons has redone your song, Older Women. It has had 120 million views on TikTok. Of course, I didn't know what that was, but I said to him, well, that's over a third of the population of the U.S., and now it's went on to be 140. So that just shows you that you never know.
That's amazing. That is just amazing. Of course, I remember playing it as a current song, Ronnie.
Well, you know, and that was 40 years ago. And when Jamie, you know, the story about that is crazy. I didn't want to do the song because I thought it was detrimental to women's ego. They didn't want to be known as older. Well, Jamie, we were heading to the studio, me and my producer, Buddy Killen, and we were getting ready to do my new album. And Jamie stopped us, and he said, Ronnie, you got to do Older Women. And Buddy Killen said, now, Ronnie, all these ladies around here, they love this song. I said, well, Jamie, play it for me one more time. Here's how fate works. He sang it for me with just a guitar. I said, okay, Jamie, we'll do it. So we go down to the studio, and that's the original Jordanaires on that record, by the way.
Wow.
And we did that song one time. I went into where my producer, Buddy Killen, was sitting at the sound controls. He jumped up out of his chair, and he said, what else do we need to do? And I said, Buddy, I don't even know that song. He said, listen, one take, a number one record.
Let's take a little time out and play that song.
Our beautiful lovers, I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. Everybody seems to love those younger women from 18 on up. 25. Well, I love you too, but I'm telling you, learning how to really love takes a little time. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, Lord, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. So baby, don't you worry about growing those young girls ain't got nothing on you. 'Cause it takes some living to get good at giving, and giving love is just where you could teach them a thing or two. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand.
Take. Oh, man. Good job. Yeah, it was a super song.
That's amazing. Do you know that when you hear a song that you slip back and you tell yourself, okay, I got it. That's it.
No, and I'm going to be honest with you. I've heard so many tales like that. Just for example, my friend Kenny Rogers, they had finished the album and his producer said, Kenny, I know we got a little more time here. He said, would you mind trying one more song? And Kenny goes, let me hear it. He listened to it. They did it. It changed his career, Lucille.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So many stories like that.
Well, tell us one of your stories. Was there ever been a song out there that got away from you that you sit back and you just kind of said, oh, man, I messed up. I should have grabbed that.
Yeah, on my 29th birthday, Conway came to my birthday party, and he was spinning a 45 record on his finger, and he said, now, here's verbatim. He goes, you know what this is? I said, yes, sir, it's a record. He said, well, he said, it's a song by a guy that it didn't work for him, but the song is there. You need to record it. If you don't do it, I'm going to do it. I brought it back the next day. Swear to you. And I said, Conway, I don't care for it. And he said, okay, I'm going to do it. Huge record for Conway Twitty called Happy Birthday, Darling.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Talk about something to kick yourself over. Wow.
I start to say, I'm still kicking myself for that one.
Oh, that's a great story. That's a great story. Well, Ronnie, do a great Elvis. I don't want to say you're an Elvis impersonator, but I remember you actually did the voice for a TV movie. You did the singing on that for, it was an Elvis movie, right?
Well, I've done a bunch of them. The first one was with my friend Dick Clark.
Yeah.
When I did American Bandstand, because of my first song, The King Is Gone, that record sold 1 million records in a week, and 2 weeks later I was on American Bandstand. And after Dick and I were talking and we became friends, he called me a few weeks later and he said, do you know the movie actor Kurt Russell? And I said, well, I know he's in a lot of Disney movies. He said, well, I've hired him to portray Elvis Presley, and I want you to be Elvis Presley's voice. And I did 38 songs in that movie. And then Priscilla Presley called me. And by the way, that movie was Movie of the Year in 78. And Kurt Russell got an Emmy for that. And then Priscilla had a number one book called Elvis and Me. And she called me and wanted me to be Elvis's voice in that movie. I did. Huge movie as well. And then I went on to do Elvis and the Beauty Queen, Elvis Meets Nixon, and the Patsy Cline story, Sweet Dreams, Breathless with Richard Gere, the TV series about Elvis's life. So, you know, what a cool thing that I got to play in Elvis's world, and then I got to do my own thing.
Did you start out to imitate Elvis, or, I mean, what got you into that?
Well, first and foremost, I'm a three-term combat veteran of the Vietnam War, and when I got out of Vietnam in 72, my ambition in life was to be a recording artist, but also to be a songwriter. So I started writing songs in Vietnam, which, by the way, an unbelievable place to write songs.
Yeah.
So when I got out, the first person I wrote a song for was Johnny Cash. Hmm. And then the Wilburn Brothers, Porter Wagoner, Billy Walker, Jeannie Shepherd, Roy Drusky. You got to remember, back in those days, these folks were still having records. As a matter of fact, I had Roy Drusky's follow-up to his number one song, Look a yonder, there comes Jody and the Kid, written by Kris Kristofferson.
Wow.
So I was having fun writing songs, and then, of course, in 77, driving down the road one day, turned the radio on, DJ goes, Elvis Presley has passed away. 15 miles down the road, I had The King Is Gone written, and the rest is history, they say.
Wow. Man, great
story.
There
are few people that have that kind of talent that can do that going down the road in 15 miles. So, by the way, thank you for your service. We appreciate
that.
Talk a little bit about, I'm not looking for complaints, but talk about today's country music industry. How do you feel about it? Good, bad, or otherwise?
Well, you know, kudos to these boys and girls that are having so much success because, you know, whether you like it or not, you have to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
And I acknowledge it because I'm just so proud for these kids that are having all this success, you know, with it. And, of course, you know, I'm Hank Williams Sr.'s biggest fan. So, you know, you can listen to a Hank Williams record right now, and it sounds like Rich Cream.
Mm-hmm.
He's my ultimate icon. George Jones invited me to his 80th birthday party just before he passed away. He was sitting next to me. There was only 12 of us. And he leaned over to me, and he goes, you know who my hero is, don't you, son? I said, George, I know everything about you. I'm your biggest fan. He said, who is it? And I said, my hero, Hank Sr. And he goes, you got that right, son. So see, we all pull from somewhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are. Hank Williams' hero was Jimmy Rogers.
Mm.
So, you know, we all pull from somewhere. I pull from everywhere. Fats Domino, Louis Armstrong, Frank Sinatra. Of course, Elvis, my biggest influence.
Mm-hmm.
And I could go on and on and on. And as a matter of fact, this coming month, I'm sending you my new song. You're going to love it. I did it with a mariachi band. I'm doing the last verse in Spanish. And I sent the song to Rob Schneider. Remember the movie Waterboy, Adam Sandler? Do you remember when Rob stood up and he goes, you can do it?
Yeah.
Well, that's the title of my new song.
Right.
And I sent it to Rob. And Rob, he said, Ronnie, you're going to have a smash. And so he gave me his blessings. And I'm also sending you my youngest son, Tyler Dean McDowell's new song, Come to Nashville, co-written by Kid Rock's producer. You're going to love it. He's stirring up a lot of dust with it. So that's what's new for me right now. And we're starting to trickle with the dates. I was in Florida last week at the Orange Blossom Opry. So some of the dates are starting to come back.
Good, good.
Due to the pandemic, you know, it's been awfully slow. But for a year, I've been streaming live every Friday and Saturday at the beautiful Donahoe Hotel, 120 years old.
Mm.
My dad used to go there 100 years ago in Red Bowling Springs, Tennessee.
Wow, that's neat. Are you still doing that? I mean, is that going to happen this Friday night?
Oh, yeah, Friday night, Saturday night, RonnieMcDowellFacebook.com.
Okay.
And it has turned into the biggest blessing. And I'm spoiled, and I'm not sure I want to go back on the road. It's only an hour from here.
It makes it easy, don't it?
And I appreciate you boys interviewing me. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you coming on with us this morning. We're looking forward to hearing the new music, but we're going to keep playing that old music, too.
Well, thank you very much, and kudos to Jamie O'Hara. And I got to tell you, Jamie came up to me after Older Women, and he said, Ronnie, I got you another one. I'd listen to it, and I said, nah, Jamie, I don't think so. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You just pass on all the good songs, don't you? Well, Ronnie, stay safe. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Okay, thank y'all. Appreciate it.